Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about the last Frontier Theater Conference, which starts this weekend in Valdez.
And here to talk about it, we have Dawson Moore, who is the coordinator of this wonderful event.
Hello. Well,
welcome. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, here we are. This is the 19th annual Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez. And this one proves to be the how superlative is it compared to the others.
I was thinking about that on the way in, about how they're all great, you know, except for 2002. But all of the other ones have been amazing. And so your odds are good. You know, you've got like a 1 in 18 chance that it'll suck. But no, generally speaking, it's going to be great like it is every year. My job is in some ways really easy. It's about convincing a lot of smart, interesting people to come play with us, then giving them stuff to do. And then just letting them, in you know, educate and make life better for each other by finding new collaborators and finding new art that excites them. And you know, what the conference is half passive. Half of it is just getting people there and getting them together, and then letting them create their own education and their own fun and their own art. So it'll be great, is what I'm saying, is the short answer there.
Yeah, and the nice thing about the conference is. And this program is that the people who know have been there know, but I'd like to address the people who haven't been there. You do not have to go for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can come down towards the last weekend. You can come in the middle. You can begin and go home early. It is fun. There are no strangers, because if you stop and think about it, you go to a conference and you always feel, well, who, you know, all these other people. Nonsense. You've all just watched the same play, or most of you have, mm-hmm. or seen the same lecture. And so you always find something to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Total strangers, there are none, because mm-hmm. you're all talking about the same thing.
Yeah, and there's that, you know, love of theater, which motivates everyone in the first place.
And that's part of why it's just an interesting collection of people. These are all people who are willing to take time off work for a week or some portion of the week, who are willing to travel thousands of miles and spend a lot of money to get here, for the people coming from out of state, because they love theater and love talking about it. It's just an interesting collection of people. We usually get one to two crazies a year, but, you know, that's a small percentage of 300 people.
There's 300 people. So there's the heart of the conference is the Play Lab, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And the tell us about the Play Lab, what that is, and who's going to be in it, and how many. And
The Play Lab is sort of the engine of the conference. In the Play Lab, we'll be hearing seated readings of 60 different plays. The authors come from all over the place. We have three Alaska Native authors in the lab this year, which I'm excited about. We have an author coming from Scotland. We have an author coming from London. They come from all over the country. The playwright runs a rehearsal with a cast that we pre-assigned to them. There's about 170 actors available to us total. And then they put it up. They have a critique. We have about 18 professional panelists coming in to respond to the work. And then afterwards, the playwrights get an individual session with one of their panelists to talk in private about their play. And it's sort of the engine of the conference, and it's the way everybody has a piece of it. The actors in the Play Lab range from people who are not actors, who are just readers, who are there to, you know, read stage instructions and be involved that way, to people who are professional actors who just think a trip to Alaska sounds fun, to the best of Alaskan actors, too. It's a huge, huge mix of people. But that was how the conference grew, starting in 95, was when the Play Lab started, and that was when I started going, because it gave me something active to do. And the Play Lab gives everybody a part to play, whether it's as an author presenting their work or as an actor in one of the plays. Everybody has something to do because of the Play Lab, and has some part that they can, you know, attach themselves to and say, that's mine. That's my part of creating this year's theater conference.
And it's fascinating, because whether you really want to write or not, it's you are interested in the process.
Oh, sure. I've had so many people tell me that they learned more in a week at our program than they learned in their master's program. Now, mind you, these weren't the people who went to Yale, but they were people who had gone to three-year master's programs and left them feeling like they'd learned less there than they did at the conference in a week.
Just by hanging out.
Absolutely. Just by going and attending and hearing the conversation and, you know, hearing things you disagree with and figuring out why you disagree with them and being able to articulate that. Yeah, absolutely. No, it's it's sort of ninja education because, you know, you at the time you may not realize how much you're learning because you're having such a good time. And then afterwards, you're just a smarter person.
Yeah, and I remember I've been to a lot of these, and I always would come away, and there'd always be one or two things that I'd learn, and I'd say, wow, and they would be really important things that, you know, that would seem so obvious after you learn them at the time, but that these, like, fundamental rule, you know, about playwriting.
Right.
And about theater in general and acting or reading. That things that would have stuck with me, and you know, but my education is due to Valdez, theater wise, and I like to think that I've improved my playwriting skills is because of Valdez.
I'd like to think I've improved too, but strangely, like my third play is my most produced play. It's getting like another production. This is something I wrote like in '95 or something. I'm like, really? But I'm so much smarter now and know so much more about how this all works. You should do those plays. Not to cut short my own program, but it, yeah, or diss on education in general.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest, Dawson Moore, who's talking about the Playlab, which starts this weekend, but it's not too late to come.
Yeah, there's always room. We have a general sort of $50 registration fee for the entire event that includes a fancy sit-down dinner and all daytime events. We have 7 evening shows going up this year. It's sort of a nominal charge or whatever for the amount of stuff that we give people.
And it's just, you know, a great amount of fun. And it's just a wonderful bunch of people. I guess you kind of have to be into theater, though.
If you flat out don't like live performance art, this is probably not the event for you.
But on the other hand, you're probably not listening to this program either.
That's also true. It would be odd that you found your way here and that you've made it this far in.
Yeah, right. So Dawson, so who's coming? You have special guests. I looked at the website, and it's really packed with all kinds of workshops and talks and people. Mm-hmm. And so could you tell us just a sample?
Well, we've got a lot, you know, every year the artistic staff for the event is somewhere between 20 and 25 people. We've got a few new people coming in. 2 new featured artists who are coming in as teachers are William Missouri Downs, who was here back in, I think, 2008 as a participant. But Bill is one of the smart people about playwriting in the country. He's really pretty brilliant. He's got 3 textbooks on that are widely used. So happy to have Bill joining us. And then there's a new artist named Cassandra Medley, African-American playwright who was recommended to me by multiple sources. So those are our two main new people who we've not had with us before. But the staff is always incredible. We're having a few people come back who have been away for a little while this year. Very popular Danielle Dresden will be back again this year.
Good.
I mean, she had been every year since '97 and then out of fairness took a year off. Because we have so many great featured artists who are in our pool and are part of our family that it's really hard to schedule them, you know, and so they all have to take breaks. You know, they have to take years off because we just can't afford to bring everybody up.
Is Mark Lutwak coming back?
And Mark Lutwak and Y. York are returning this year again. Mark Lutwak will be back in charge of the Playlab. Of the Play Slam. It's one of the events we started about 4 years ago, and it's pretty quickly become about the most popular single event we have, where we have, on the final Saturday, we have afternoon readings of very short plays that Mark pulls together, and it's a great show.
I think we should mention that in the evening entertainment too, for people who have never been.
You bet. The conference goes once it starts, it doesn't really stop. We start on Saturday night. We'll start off with a kickoff performance where we're going to have a couple of short plays from the Fringe Festival. And this year, in addition, we have late night programming, which is our Fringe Festival, which takes place at a bar and people read their naughty plays late at night in bars. On the flip side of that, we're going to offer late night improvisation and glee through the UAA clubs. I must admit, I've never been when I get to the end of the evening show, I don't tend to go to these late night things, but they're highly popular and well attended. So we'll be offering both those. And the first Saturday, we'll have a kickoff performance for the improvisation and the Fringe Festival. The second night, we're having Foreplay come down, which is a Three Wise Moose production. Mm-hmm. It's got plays by myself, Shotzi Schaefer's, Steve Hunt, and Arlisha Jones, of course. So that'll be a second night. Then on Monday, we will be transitioning onto an evening with our featured authors, where we have people reading their own work. I think we have our featured artist playwrights reading excerpts from their own work. It's arranged by Irma Dorico, and it's always a great evening. It sounds a little academic, like, oh, people are going to sit and read papers at us, but it's really fascinating to see how people interpret their own work and what it sounds like when it's coming through the original voice.
I'll second that.
It's just a really interesting evening, and Irma is such a fine director. Irma, by the way, who will be honoring with the Jerry Harper Service Award this year. That's an award we created about 4 years ago to give to people who have given above and beyond the call to the conference. Irma has been a deep, staunch ally of the conference since the mid-90s. She was our first ever woman Playlab panelist. She's been heavily involved since then. Back to evening shows. Coming out of Anchorage, we're also going to have Mountain Shack Theater, which is Mark Robocoff's project, which I'm excited about. Always excited when people are taking new ideas and following their passion. Looking forward to seeing that show down there, and I hopefully have a wide appeal. We have our first ever, I think ever, evening children's theater production. It's called Happy Worst Day Ever, and it was written by Arlene Hutton and was commissioned by the Cincinnati Playhouse, where Mark Lutwak works. And so this is a collaboration that grew up out of conversations in Valdez to go on to have a strong tour. I forget the actual number, but it's thousands and thousands of children who've seen this show down in the Ohio area. So we're bringing up a production of that. We're comping every child in Valdez to come see it. So hopefully it'll be packed with screaming youngsters. and then TBA Theater, my dear friends at TBA Theater, are going to be putting up an evening of one-act plays and shows. It's a nonstop inundation in theater.
It is. It's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you, Jean.
Two years after I went the first time as an audience, someone dared me to write a play. Never written one in my life before, and it got put on. I'll never forget that moment.
We're very much about empowering our participants. You know, if you're coming here with a play, you are a playwright. If you are coming here to read, you are an actor. And we celebrate theater in all its forms and levels. We range from professional Los Angeles actors to first-timers to students at the college to students at the Valdez High School. And they all get to play together and come together and with their love of theater. It's a great time.
Well, that's about all we have time for. Thank you so much, Dawson, for coming down here. And you're a real, it's hard to interview you. You're really difficult.
I know, right? I clam up. I get nervous, is all I'm saying.
I know.
Yeah, you know, and I was sitting here, what are we going to talk about next? You know?
Yeah, right. But in spite of that, I think it was very informative. And thank you for coming down and telling us about this year's, the 19th annual Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez, which is going on this week. And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com where you can list your event on KSKA's website. At Cyrano's, Red, White, and Tuna takes a vacation this weekend while the actors go to Valdez for the theater conference. It will begin again on June 16th and then run through June the 26th. Showtimes are 7, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and 3 on Sunday. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Poetry Parlay will be June 15th at 7 p.m. at Out North, showcasing the works of the 13th century Persian Muslim poet Rumi. If you'd like to go, just show up.
In Talkeetna, Denali Drama presents How to Make Love Like an Alaskan and also Sleepless in Soldotna. Summer performances June 12th through August 31st on Sunday through Wednesday night from 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available for all dates at DenaliArtsCouncil.org.
TBA's classes in comedy, improv, theater magic, technical, and advanced acting start June 20th. Call TBA at 677-7529 for more information.
The Alaska Theater of Youth is offering classes in acting, Broadway singing, and improv for all ages. These classes are on Saturdays beginning on June 20th. For more information, call 338-4901 or go to their website.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talks, visit our website at Our new website at alaskapublic.org, and Alaska spelled out. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.